WBRU FM, Providence.
Feel free to give us a call. The number is 863-9277, 863-9BSR. And if you have a good enough reason, we might call again.
95.5 WBRU. My name is Spencer.
Ever since 1936, students at Brown University have been making radio.
Good morning to you. It's the morning show on WBRU Stereo 95.5. We're here till 9. How about you?
It's AEA1. We call it Flow Radio. We having a party. The lavish radio show.
WBRU flashes back.
For listeners and for staff, radio at Brown has meant different things to a lot of different people over all these years.
WBRU plays it first. From Midnight Oil to the Church to Susie and the Banshee.
Hi, this is Dave Pierce.
And Jerry Huber.
And we're here to remind you that WBRU services the Brown community 19 hours a day at the 5-7.
And year after year, through all the changes, listeners keep tuning in. It becomes the soundtrack of their life as they're driving to work or cleaning the basement or washing dishes.
This is Joe Perry and Steven Tyler from the Bad Boys and Aerosmith. And you're listening to 95.5, your permanent vacation, WBRU.
And year after year, students keep coming into studios to produce radio at all hours of the day and night and for all sorts of reasons. But they're all after the same thing, that distant yet intimate connection between broadcast and listener, the familiar companionship of the music, of the stranger whose voice is floating through your house, the magic of that moment when your program shoots out into the ether and you know that somewhere, someone is listening.
We've brought together some of the amazing stories from the women and men who made this radio possible and from listeners who tuned in. From gas pipes to websites, this is the history of radio at Brown University from 1936 to 2006.
I'm Rita Cidre, class of 2007, and I'm the outgoing general manager of WBRU.
And I'm Paul Payton, class of 1969. Together, the two of us will be introducing you to the stories of dozens of people whose lives have been touched by radio at Brown University. I've been working in radio and voice communications ever since I stepped foot into WBRU in 1962. In fact, I met my wife, Betty Schultz, 73, at WBRU. The station changed my life in every way, mostly for the better. There are dozens of others who've also been changed by radio at Brown. But don't just take my word for it. Listen.
Why don't you settle back and make yourself comfortable? Settle back with WBRU. Whenever you listen, relax with WBRU.